As someone who has spent my entire professional career in the meetings and events world, I welcome the celebration of Global Meetings Industry Day on April 11th, 2024. According to the latest research by Zipdo, the global event industry is expected to reach $2.33 trillion in revenue by 2026, and in-person events account for 58% of the business-to-business marketing budget. Needless to say, the events industry plays a crucial role in fueling business growth, in addition to generating memorable experiences. As many of you know, my team and I have witnessed firsthand how meetings have the power to bring people together, foster impressive networking opportunities, and so much more. Unsurprisingly, 78% of event organizers believe live events are more important than ever for business, and all of us at Solomon Productions couldn't agree more.
That's right, Sarah.
Last year, for the first time since the pandemic, Cvent published their annual top meeting destinations list. Topping the report for North America was none other than the location of Solomon Productions headquarters, Orlando, Florida. Both Nashville and San Diego progressed in their ranking, moving up from number 6 and number 7 respectively, while newcomers to the top 10 included Austin, Phoenix, Scottsdale, and Denver. What do all these cities have in common? Well, along with countless other noteworthy destinations, they all play a critical role in hosting the millions of global events that impact the lives of billions of people every year. So let's stand together as united destinations and meeting professionals on April 11th in celebration of this industry that we all know and love.
We started off talking about the health of the meetings and events business. I think I would predict that that is a trend that will continue for an extended period of time. And, you know, I think pre-pandemic, when people didn't understand why they met and they were doing it because they always have, I think that that became a little more tenuous. But now that people understand so clearly why they gather, I think we've got a lot more runway here, and maybe in perpetuity. I don't know. I'm always hesitant to say that, but you know, I think people will not soon forget what it was like to not be able to gather face to face, and nobody wants to go back to that. So I would predict that the health of this industry continues, and I think that's the big one. You know, I would also predict that, I guess, that technology continues to impact the way we do things. And I would predict that if you're not asking your customers and meeting participants and meetings industry folks what's going on and what's changing, and you're not growing, then you're not going to make it. I guess those would be my three predictions.
Meetings matter. They provide significant value to people, communities, and businesses. We spoke with the U.S. Travel Association on both tangible and intangible impacts of face-to-face events.
The meetings industry is a critical industry. Meetings and events drive $119 billion in travel spending and support nearly 600,000 American jobs. An event that takes place, a server is able to make their whole month's rent in one night. With the tips they make when a large citywide convention is in town, that is the power of our industry. It's the power of meetings. We're able to convene and bring people together. We're able to network with peers. You're able to network with senior colleagues and really build that leadership skill. They provide a sense of community, a sense of camaraderie. As humans, we want to connect on a human level. We want to make sure we have a community around us, and meetings provide that space where we are able to connect with one another. Technology, such as Zoom, does a great job of connecting people together, but most people actually have Zoom fatigue after 27 minutes into a meeting. And most, I think 62% of people don't even turn on their camera when they're on a Zoom or like a virtual meeting. So you miss out on a lot of communication. Most communication is done through body language. 70% of our communication is done through our facial gestures, our body language. And when someone doesn't have their camera on or you're not sitting in the same room with them, you lose a lot of that in translation. There's just no substitution for meeting in person.
We would love to hear how you're celebrating Global Meetings Industry Day. Leave us a comment below to share. Thanks for watching No Hidden Agenda TV, sponsored by Caesars Entertainment.